Episode 16, A Balanced Kitchen with Picky Eaters.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hey, how are you? I am so glad you stopped by. You're looking mighty fine today. Quite spiffy, I might say. Your hair is gorgeous. Do you do that like that all the time? Yeah, I like it. Anyway, I'm really glad you're here. I don't know. I was thinking, do you have a picky eater? Do you have someone who just likes to not eat anything that you make, no matter what it is? Well, you know, I have one of those. And I guess being a mom of five, I was bound to have at least one. And I do. And that one, he is absolutely precious. And he's nothing but a noodle. No, not really. He's my Einstein. But he only likes noodles. The boy is so sensitive. Texture sensitive. He has a hard time with certain meats. It's kind of screwy. But you know what? We all have our quirks. And sometimes I think we as moms look at picky eating as, oh, my child's not healthy enough, or, oh, they're only going to eat this. Well, you know what? Yeah, they do need to eat. They need to have something in their body. And it's finding out what that something is and hopefully growing their palate and allowing them to experience things. And I must say that my little Einstein noodle, he is one who still this day is a bit challenging. However, we have been able to find things that work for him. And one thing, because he's so texture sensitive, is that we give him supplemental shakes. And that works for him. And he actually gets more protein, better meal overall. And it was perfect fit for him. So if you're struggling out there with that picky eater, love that little Einstein noodle. I'm serious, because they're precious and you'll figure it out. Okay. And today I just kind of want to talk about some ideas on how to balance your kitchen with picky eaters, because it is a challenge. And I know for me at one point, I mean, I call myself the short order cook. Now I call myself that because I am short. I wear a lot of heels, so I try to stand really tall, or I poof my hair up, you know. Back in the 80s, you know, that big poof hair. Yes, my children make fun of me when they see pictures. But that poof hair that we have, or the heels that we wear, anything I could do. So the short order cook was, I felt like I was always cooking a different, like two or three meals for one meal. So like for dinner, I'd have three or four different things to choose from. And when I say things, I'm talking main course. That's crazy. Yes, it is crazy. And with a bigger family, it's even more challenging. And so I really started to think about it. I'm going, you know what? Even if you have a small family, if there's only two of you or three of you, it's a challenge. It's a challenge because then it's like, do I want to eat the same thing over and over again? I mean, let's say they love peanut butter sandwiches. I mean, I enjoy peanut butter, but how often can you eat peanut butter? I mean, you know, there does come a point where you're like, nope. So you got to figure it out. And I don't know that necessarily balance is a great word. I really like the word flexibility. But most of us don't consider ourselves flexible as in a word like balanced. And so hence I use the word balance. But it is. It's about creating flexibility in your kitchen and figuring a way what works for you. And you don't have to compare yourself to the Joneses. You don't have to compare yourself to me, to my Einstein noodle. You know, you don't have to do that. It's what works for your family structure, for your lifestyle. I don't know if you have just tuned in with me. And hey, if you have, I'm so glad you're here. But way back when, I did a segment that was called What Lifestyle Fits Me. And me meaning you. Okay, so what lifestyle fits you? And we talked about lifestyle, about a way of living, and or a way a person lives or a group lives. And it's real interesting when you start to define that and you dig deeper into it as to how that works and what makes it all work. And so really for you, it's giving that flexibility in your kitchen to make it work for your family's lifestyle, okay? So either way, don't go comparing because it's your family and your family is going to be totally different than anybody else's family, which is awesome, okay? That's what makes you unique and you. So a couple things I want you to think about with having that flexible kitchen, okay? Remember, I'm using the word flexible instead of balanced because balance is kind of a weird word. One of these days I'll have a whole talk on just the word balance, but, I think balance sometimes is a trap for us. Okay. Especially we as women, because again, that's the definitions. So let's think about flexible kitchen. Okay. With picky eaters. One way is to have them cook with you. Now, if you're talking about your two-year-old, I must say what you give them and how you're grooming them. If you're already noticing that one, they're kind of picky. Well, you know what? They're picky because maybe you're picky, okay? You have to think about what you're offering them. If you're not giving them a big enough selection, or maybe it's too big of a selection. I know for my husband, he was fed a lot with gourmet, and he did not like it. I mean, asparagus, blah, who likes asparagus at a young age? I mean, it's weird. It's a weird taste if you really think about it. Now, I happen to enjoy asparagus, but I know when I was young, I wasn't fed asparagus. That doesn't make me a bad child. I had vegetables, but asparagus wasn't one of my picks, okay? Now, maybe your child loves asparagus, and that's fabulous, but think about it from that point of view of really keeping it simple. You know, all part of my KISS, I talk about that. Keep it simple solution. Keep it simple strategy. You don't want to make it crazy, all right? They're young palates. And even as we got older, I mean, I know my palate has changed. I like so many foods now that I never liked. I wasn't a big fish eater when I was young, but man, I love and enjoy fish now. And yes, it's good for you, but if you're a health nut, that's fine. They can enjoy it, but they may not like it that much. So you still want them to grow. So you still need to feed them something. So again, that flexibility portion of it comes in. So have them cook with you. If they're a little bit older, let them in on the process. Let them see what it's like. You know, like for eggs is always a fun one to cook. And the cracking of it. And yes, be patient because there's going to be shells dropped in it. Make your own eggs in another bowl. But let them make it and figure it out. And obviously, you're going to cook it with them. But it's all about the experiment. They will try things when they cook it themselves, okay? I'm serious. Another one that's probably a hard one is grocery shopping. I know when I had a lot of the little ones, I went grocery shopping at the big box stores and all that as late as I could. If I had to run to Walmart or Target and they were open 24 hours, I would go to the superfoods thing and I would go shopping then without them. And they were all sleeping in bed and I would go in between nursing one of them and, you know, daddy was finally home. And so I would run out and do the quick shopping. That's how I did it. But you know what? As they get a little bit older, it's important to bring them along with you and have them help pick out the foods. Have them see the different things that are out there. And you don't have to buy a big, huge thing of it. Go to a regular grocery store. And I say regular. I'm talking like not your big box stores where you have to buy major in bulk, okay? But shop where you can buy smaller things. So you're not investing a lot, but it allows them to try it. And they go, oh, okay, well, maybe this grocery shopping day, they're going to get a new pick. And I'm not saying picking junk food as in sugar and crud like that. I'm talking about good, healthy food that they can try. That's nutrition, that's protein, you know, things like that, that they can actually feed their body with and let them come up with some creative things. Grocery shopping is fun. Yes, ladies, it can be so stressful, but if you have multiple children, take one with you at a time and make it a shopping date. Not shopping isn't going to the mall, but a grocery shopping date. It does make it fun. Then you come home and cook something that you picked out special. So that's another way to help kind of with your picky eaters. Another fun one, you know, we're all about keeping it simple, is food bars. And I'm not talking about where you go and get alcoholic beverages. I'm talking about food bars that you have at home. So what you do is you create the basics and then you let them create their main course. For example, a quesadilla, okay? So you have a flour or corn tortilla or whatever, something basic. And if you're not into bread, then provide a lettuce for them where it can all go into it. Or maybe you're making a salad, okay? So you start with something basic and then let them add their own condiments on top of it, their own protein, their own sauces, their own, you know, all of that stuff, their vegetables, and let them create. And then they can try it. And if they don't like it, okay, no, it's fine. And what you can do is just prepare all the individual foods. Maybe you have lettuce and cheese out there. And I mean, gosh, with a kind of like a Mexican bar, like a quesadilla thing, if you're doing that, you could do shredded turkey, shredded chicken. You could have ground beef. So many different things. You can do leftover pork and cut it up real thin. I mean, there's tons of different ways you can do it. So you can bring out a lot of different options, and you don't have to have a lot of it, but a little bit of a lot of different things, and they can create their own. It's amazing what they'll discover and what they'll enjoy. I know I found that with some of mine, and they'd make concoctions, and I'm like, you'd put that together? And they're like, oh, I love it, Mom. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad you like it. You enjoy it and eat it, okay? Ask what they eat at school. I'm serious. They will tell you things that you never would have thought. I found out that my Einstein noodle loves cornbread. Who would have thought? Cornbread has a weird texture to it. To me, it has a very different taste, a very defined taste to it on top of that. Yet he loves it, and he doesn't even use butter. I mean, he eats it plain, no jelly, no butter, no honey, no nothing. It's just straight up cornbread. I'm like, that's kind of dry. Of course, I don't eat cornbread because my body can't handle it, but he loves it. I would not have known that had I not asked him, because he's like, yeah, Mom, I eat cornbread at school. I'm like, you do? He's like, yeah, it tastes wonderful. And now every time I fix cornbread, he loves it. So, you know, ask what they have at school. You'll be amazed at what they'll tell you, and you'll be like, oh, I can add that to my shopping list next time. So it's fun, a new eye opener. Also, ask what their friends eat. They go over and they have snacks. It'll be amazing what their friends will say. Oh yeah, we had this. And you'll say, oh wow, did Sam enjoy it? Sam loved it, didn't you, Sam? You ate it up. And Sam would be like, yeah, it was kind of good. Like, oh, I've been caught. So let their friends tattletale on them. It's wonderful. Our secret, it's just our secret. And really, again, it's flexibility. It's figuring it out and figuring out what works for your family, okay? That's what's important. It doesn't matter who's doing what next door. It matters what you're doing for your babies, okay? And making what works for your lifestyle, okay? Also, if you're trying out new things, have them available, but don't be pushy with them, because it takes multiple times for them to kind of, again, their palate is growing, their taste buds are changing. So when they're 2 to 5 years old, it's going to be different from when they're 7 to 10 versus when they're 12 to 15. And man, when we're in the teen years, you're done. I'm just like, go let them cook their own meals. It's just much easier. You'll have a bigger mess to clean up, but it's just much easier. No, I'm kidding. But it does. Their palates, their taste buds change over time, just like ours do. And sometimes they may actually become pickier. You know, sometimes your young ones are so open to anything, and all of a sudden it's like they're eating two food groups. Really? And they're all the same color. Is my child getting any nutrition? So figure out what works. It's okay. And remember, these are just moments. These are moments. But when you do introduce a new food, don't be pushy about it. Let them taste it. And ultimately, my opinion is, don't force the clean plate. Let them try things and teach them that less is more. So when they take things, have them take a little bit so stuff isn't wasted, so you don't feel bad and you can use it for maybe another meal and save it for leftovers or something else. But teach them that less is more, that I would rather you come back 5 times than take too much and I throw it away. Okay. And so therefore we're not creating that clean plate thing, because then that leads to a whole nother discussion of obesity and gaining weight and our, you know, our heavier children and all of that. And we'll save that for another time. But seriously, just be open to letting your child palate grow, letting your child's palate expand as they get older and wiser, hopefully. And you just allow them to taste different things and try new things. And remember that in the kitchen, being flexible brings your stress level down much more. Enjoy it. And these moments are going to pass. And pretty soon you're going to blink and they're going to be buying their own food. And hopefully what you taught them over the years, they'll make better choices as they get older. So learn just to be flexible, not necessarily being overly concerned about the balance in the kitchen. Your picky eaters will come around and they will thrive. And, you know, have fun with it. Just have fun, because you know what? You never know. You'll have that Einstein noodle. You guys make it a great day. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. We'll see you on the other side. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.